Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Political leaders on the west coast of the United States have accused President Trump of being in denial about climate change as three states battle wildfires of unprecedented scale. Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State described the situation there as apocalyptic and said it was maddening to have a president who denied the wildfires were climate fires. President Trump has blamed the crisis on poor forest management. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown described the fires as unprecedented.
It is the perfect firestorm, so to speak. We had extremely high winds. We had the right temperatures and, unfortunately, the landscape, 30 years of drought. It is absolutely devastating. We have not seen this level of uncontained fire ever in Oregon history.
The Brazilian government says it's releasing funds to help fight fires which have destroyed large areas of the Pantanal, the world's largest tropical wetland. Satellite images suggest around 15,000 square kilometres have been burnt since August. Candice Piette reports.
The fires have already consumed over 10% of the Pantanal. They've spread during one of the worst droughts in decades. Local firefighters say few planes are able to fly to dump water because of the smoke. Rescue workers are scrambling to pick up panicking animals, which flee the flames onto the region's few roads. An injured Jaguar cub was flown by helicopter to the only rescue centre in the vast area. A Brazilian government delegation is due to arrive on Monday to assess the situation. But there are fears the damage to the Pantanal and its unique biodiversity may be irreversible.
Israel has announced a new three-week nationwide lockdown to contain the spread of surging coronavirus infections. It will take effect on Friday. Sebastian Usher reports.
Israel has now become the first country to reimpose a second nationwide lockdown. It does so as new coronavirus cases have risen to 4,000 or more a day. Israelis will not be allowed to go more than 500 metres from their homes, while schools will again be closed. The public sector will have the same restrictions as in the previous lockdown, while all but essential shops will be shut. The 3 weeks of lockdown coincide with a season of Jewish religious festivals, including Yom Kippur. An ultra-Orthodox minister resigned over this, saying that tens of thousands of Jewish people who only attend synagogue once or twice a year will be denied the right to worship.
The World Health Organization has recorded a record one-day increase in the number of new coronavirus infections, with just over 300,000 cases reported in 24 hours. The agency says deaths rose by more than 5,500, bringing the global total to over 900,000. World News from the BBC.